It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. While the debate over the National Security Agency's surveillance operations is mostly about balancing privacy and security concerns, U.S. tech companies have also started weighing in about their own issues. Some of them say they're suffering commercially as a result of the NSA revelations. NPR's Tom Gelton has more.
The nation's telephone companies have been largely silent on the surveillance controversy. U.S. tech companies, by contrast, have been outspoken. They lately endorsed legislation that would force changes in NSA's surveillance programs. Maybe it's their different histories. Robert Borsten, a former policy director at Google, notes that the telephone industry for years has been highly regulated by the government. To him, it's looked like when the government says jump, the telephone companies say how high.
The internet companies are a new breed, and they're not used to people poking around in their business. So instead of saying, how high should we jump, they say, why should we jump?
At first, the answer was simple. Google and other tech companies were ordered to give the NSA access to some of their data. So they did. But some data interceptions in Europe were apparently carried out without the company's knowledge, and Robert Borsten says that's what's gotten them so upset.
The tech companies now are seeing something that they didn't see before, which is that the intelligence agencies are hacking into them. That doesn't leave a good taste in anyone's mouth, and it could sour the relationship between Silicon Valley and the intelligence community.
This isn't just a matter of principle. It now appears that Google and other tech companies are going to suffer financially as a result of their association with NSA surveillance. Those companies do a lot of business in Europe and Asia and elsewhere, and there's now a big danger that anger over the surveillance disclosures mean those companies will lose some of that overseas business.
The revelations could be potentially devastating to the U.S. tech industry.
Daniel Castro is a senior analyst at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. His latest estimate is that U.S. tech companies could lose $35 billion in revenue over the next 3 years. The biggest risk, he says, is to those companies' cloud computing services, Google's Gmail or Amazon's web hosting, for example. Those businesses are all about data storage, and Castro says foreign customers may no longer trust American companies to store their data.
Right now, we're seeing a number of countries saying, you know, U.S. companies are not wanted, potentially not allowed, or they're going to have a higher cost of doing business than domestic firms.
Last week, Cisco, which manufactures computer network equipment, announced disappointing results for the third quarter. Company executives said the surveillance controversy was in part to blame. Joel Brenner, an attorney specializing in data protection issues and a former NSA inspector general, predicts that the controversy over whether U.S. companies will have fair access to the data storage business will be the subject of international bargaining.
I think this is going to happen in a big way in the coming negotiations between the Americans and the Europeans for a trade bloc. That's where we're going to begin to see it.
NSA leaders, for their part, say they recognize the surveillance controversy has put U.S. tech companies in commercial trouble. Ann Neuberger has the job at the NSA of working with tech executives. Asked if she's had to deal with any angry executives, she says, I'll give you two guesses. But she argues that the U.S. government is hardly the only country in the world to demand access to companies' data.
Before anyone makes a decision to stop using the services of U.S. communications companies, I strongly encourage them to take a look at the lawful intercept regimes of various countries around the world.
Neuberger's hope is that more information about what the NSA requires of U.S. companies operating overseas compared to what other governments require might alleviate international concerns about dealing with Google or Yahoo or other American firms.
And I think you'll find, I know you'll find, that U.S. law provides some of the strongest protections for the privacy of users.
The NSA is not promising to stop intercepting the data held by tech companies. As long as that capability is necessary for counterterrorism purposes, that won't change, says Joel Brenner.
The American government is not going to ask permission of a private actor to do something it has the right to do and the power to do.
The NSA certainly has the power to gather the data it wants, and unless U.S. laws change, it appears it has a legal right to do so, no matter the commercial consequences for the firms it works with. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.